Yeah, it was a disappointing end to what was a great weekend for the lads. Things just didn't work out for us today. But listen, I suppose the end game of this weekend is to get boys brought back for trials for the international soccer, the international school boys team. And, you know, if we can get a few boys in that panel, I suppose we'll be very happy. You know, they put on a great performance today and indeed over the weekend. So, you know, disappointed, but we're happy with the way the boys went about their business.
And yesterday, another victory yesterday. So coming into today's game, you had a lot of confidence, Paul?
We had a lot of confidence going into today's game. You know, we were kind of trying to make sure the boys didn't carry the way. But, you know, the two games, Friday evening and Saturday, were very taxing on them. Their bodies were sore. We had Lee McLaughlin pulled out this morning in the warm-up with a knee injury. And there was just the walking wounded just. So it was trying to get them physically set up for the game. It was difficult enough. But listen, we went 1-0 up in the game today. And I suppose Connacht's got two easy goals. They were sort of our own downfall. It was a mix-up in defence for the first goal and the second one. The keeper didn't see the ball with the sun in his eyes. But listen, it doesn't matter. We had chances after that, and we just couldn't get one back. If we had got a goal, we'd had a point today and won the competition. But as I say, listen, it's a great experience for the lads, and they acquitted themselves well, and you know, they can be proud of the effort they put in.
Tell us a wee bit about your squad. A number of schools locally have players, and no doubt some stars of the future to look forward to.
Yes, certainly, Park. I suppose my job has been made much easier in the trialing system for this, because a lot of the players now are playing with Derry and Finn Harps. So, you know, a lot of the credit goes to Declan Boyle at Harps and to Gary at Derry City, because it makes my job a lot easier when you see them and they're playing together collectively since January. You know, the Harps had a very successful season this year, winning the Cup and League double, and Derry had a good season too. So, you know, when I come to trial and these players are there, they're playing together, they know each other. So, as I said, it makes it much easier for me to pick. You know, we were two fellas from Virginia College as well, and Cavan, and one from Fulcara. But the rest of the team was made up of Derry and Finn Harps. So they know each other. They were playing week in, week out against these Connacht, Munster and Leinster players with their clubs respectively at Shelburne and Bowes and Shamrock Rovers. So they're kind of familiar with each other. And to say that, that helps me.
From a tactical point of view, how difficult is it for you when you're playing against teams that probably you haven't seen a lot of?
No, well, it can be difficult, but listen, these boys can play football, I know that, I know what we can do, and I suppose I just have to look after my own house and move out today, and as we did yesterday and Friday, to play football. And, you know, sometimes teams will just do what it takes to stop you from winning, and, you know, some of the managers here would have come up against the Harps boys and the Derry boys during the year and be familiar with them, so it can be difficult, all right. But listen, you just try and prepare them as much as you can in the short space that we have to get them prepared, and then trials and that. And you know what, it's not easy, because I had well over 40 players coming to trials, and I could have easily picked another 16 who could have done a good job today. And it is difficult, you know, when you're sending out the text to tell players they, you know, they didn't make the final 16. And rejection, nobody likes rejection, but listen, it's part and parcel of life, and you just have to get on with it.
Well, all indications would be that, well, look, good victory on Friday night, a good victory yesterday, you got the lead today, so your panel players did perform well over the weekend, so that has to be a plus for you as well.
Yeah, oh no, listen, they did perform very well. I mean, we were 1-0 up against Leinster yesterday, and we could see there's a sloppy equaliser, and we eventually pushed on. Roland Gallagher scored an absolute cracker outside the box. But listen, you know, you don't beat Leinster every day. That's it. They're a tough team, and they're some great players. They have a big spread of teams to pick from. So we were really happy with that, and it set us up for today. But listen, you know, as I say at the end, if we can get players picked from this panel through to William O'Connell, Connor's final 35, you know, myself and Martin Cavan will be very happy with that, and with the efforts that they've put in.